میری کوتاہی کے تیری یاد.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. سبحانك لا علم لنا الا ما علمتنا انك انت العلیم الحکیم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي امري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. رب هب لي حكما والحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الاخرين. اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Verse number 80 of Surah Al-Waqi'ah. Surah Al-Waqi'ah is chapter 56 of the Quran Sharif. When we say chapter, we mean Surah 56 of the Quran Sharif. Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen. So remember, we're speaking of a revelation from the sustainer of the worlds. We're speaking of the Quran Sharif here. Prior to this, we did the verse La yamassuhu illa al-mutahharun, and we gave the different explanations there. Getting on with this, Allah says Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen, and we've said to you, you've got news, you received news, you received this, but what gift have you received like the Quran Sharif? You've got it. Some have the honor of having it in their chests, in their bosoms. Some have it as a mushaf, and they are able to read it when they wish because they learned it. And some desire to learn it and to read it. But is this, we ask and pose this question, is this fear upon ourselves? Fear upon ourselves, fear upon this gift. Are we fulfilling the rights of this particular gift given to us? I come to you and I say to you, O my son, here's a beautiful car for you. And you take this car and you start as the son, as you start to take this car, and you go to the wrong places, the places of vice. You're going to pubs, you're going to clubs. You name it, you are there where there is the name of vice or the fragrance or that foul smell of vice. Then your heart and your car, and which I have given you as a gift, and you say it's mine now, nobody can tell me what to do. You are there. And people are reporting to me and they say, you know, I saw your son here. You know, I saw your son here. You know, your son was here. All of this here. Now, what do we say in these instances? Because let's be honest. Let us be brutally honest. He used the car for the wrong reasons. I gifted it to him. In my heart now, why did I give him that gift? He's abusing the gift that I given him, and he's using it to engage in vice. And then you can pose the question to ask, how many times you are, as the parent, Allah protect us, Allah protect our children, Allah. You as the parent are saying years. They call it the hell phone. Here is it for you. I'm gifting it to you. When you haven't trained that son, or is not at that point where he can differentiate between right and wrong. That is why the Sharia gives, there's no compulsion upon children for salah and all of that. And strange we are in these situations we have to address, because we need to reform. This is what's our life about. Reformation. Fighting the nafs. وَالنَّفْسُكَ تِفْلِي. The nafs, Allama Busayri rahimullah says, it's like a suckling child, a suckling baby. But later he says, وَإِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَتِمِي. If you wean it off, it will eventually wean off. If you wean it off, it will eventually wean off. وَالنَّفْسُكَ طِفْلِي إِن تَفْتِمْهُ يَنْفَطِمِي. So, if you see this all, put it together, you're handing over, and this is what I was saying to you, when your child, supposed to be a child, supposed to be playing with toys, supposed to be living that life of total obliviousness, careless life, that's the time to do it. Don't have to worry, nappies get changed, this, get the other. But at that time, we become fascinated with our children being so pious. It's natural, we're supposed to. And it's just Allah's favor if that is really the case. But if we were sincere, we call it cute, we call it this, we call it that. But as this child grows up now, why don't we live up to that very same? When that child put on a kurta and he was 3 years and he put on a topi and you were just totally amazed. Now when he's 6 years old, 7 years old, 8 years old, and you are giving him the haircuts of the kuffar. That's who you're imitating. Let's go to the roots. Who are you really imitating? You are imitating the kuffar. And it's not them that wanted to do it. You find it now cute. That hairstyle, that haircut of the kuffar, it seems oh so cute for your child. So who's involved in all of this? It is you, the parent, when Allah Azza wa Jal instructs you and says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, O people of Iman, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara. Save yourselves and your families. Save yourselves and your families from the fire of Jahannam. You're supposed to play that role. Now, you hand over the hell phone and where this child is going. You see, I'll say this to you. We have to be fair. One is we complain of television. But the other is, they say, and this is the question the modernists raise with us, that you are so hard against television, but the television that's in your pocket, that you're not hard about. The television that is in your pocket, you are not hard about that. Why? So when it comes to that big screen, yes, and they raise this question as well, and you learn this then. They say television, you can only watch what they offer to you. You can't select. Yes, there's different channels. And with all of this, you can rewind. But it's only the programs that they play you can watch. And if they're going to put something that is totally, they will alert and they'll put all of these things. We're not justifying any of that putridness. Nonetheless, they say, but if you take your cell phone, you can watch what you want. You can select, you can key in, type in, I want to watch this today. So which of the two is more dangerous? Well, the answer lies in the beholder of the phone. So if the person is nurtured well, then he won't choose that. Because he's nurtured well. And let's also add this portion here. Even if he is nurtured well, and he's a child, what happens? You know, when you go into YouTube video, what happens? That first 3 seconds, 5 seconds, you are forced to watch or listen to an alcohol advert or some kind of putrid or music or something of that sort. And that is enough to take out the light in your heart. That is enough to create that curiosity to say, let me check what's next. Let me see what else is there. Let me go in this. Let me open up this. And the whole entire night has passed, and you scratching your head, where did I spend my time? What was I actually doing? How come? I went in to see this, but look where I ended up. Similarly, you are in this world for a particular purpose. It is to connect with Allah. How do you connect with Allah? You heard about Qari Ismail. Qari Ismail Desai, rahmatullah alayhi, his own son, said he was the Quran Sharif, walking Quran, sleeping Quran. Anytime you find him, he's busy in the Quran Sharif. People who engage in the Quran Sharif, even in their sleep, when they are dreaming, it is the Quran Sharif. They reciting the Quran Sharif in their sleep. That is when you made the Quran Sharif your life. And you live and abide. So this gift, we have it. And I said to you, when you give this gift to your son, and he abuses, I'm speaking about any gift, a car or cell phone, whatever it is, and he's using it for the wrong purpose, then what will you say? Say he's abusing it. He's not using it. Okay, now let's apply it to ourselves in the Quran Sharif. Allah Azza wa Jal gifted it to us. And you may say, but we're not using it. Yes, it's not the best, but we're not abusing it. Dare you use the example of your son. It's just an example. We don't have a son, but he used it to go to evil. He used it to right. In this case, we've got the mushaf, it's there in the cupboard, but we don't open it. So you say, how can this similitude be of any substance? Well, let's tell you why. Quran Sharif, which you are gifted, you are granted iman. And the demand of iman is for you to learn in every situation what to do. When you have the Quran Sharif telling you to go towards guidance, and you are opting evil, you are opting evil. So you've already abused the gift that is given to you. You are choosing evil. You never just fall into it or made a mistake. You are yourself. You yourself are saying to your son, saying, instructing to the hairdresser, give my son this two-length haircut. And you say, but now you're going off. You're really now going to another extreme level. Look at your example. Look at what you are saying. You speak about two-length haircuts. Where is it mentioned in the Quran Sharif that you have to cut your hair or you cannot have two-length haircuts? And then you say we're going against the Quran Sharif. Well, let us say this to you, because you haven't. Perhaps you are lacking in, or perhaps you are hell-bent on your way of imitating the kuffar. If you see the Quran Sharif, chapter 16, Surah An-Nahl, verse 44. وَأَنزَلْنَا إِلَيْكَ الذِّكْرَ لِتُبَيِّنَ لِلنَّاسِ مَا نُزِّلَ إِلَيْهِمْ. We have revealed to you this reminder, meaning Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, so that you may, لِتُبَيِّنَ, تَبِيِّن means to expound, explain in detail, make all the necessary explanations so that you can follow. So that comes in the hadith, where you are not allowed, you shave one portion and you leave a portion. This is your identity. And today they are moving around with this strange haircut, which is like a, if I had to call it something, I would call it a pasta haircut, but just more with more twirls. And one begins to ask, are those twirls, how much time do they take to make those twirls? Men, boys, and they jump, they walk with their bounds, you know? Shorts, everything going against the lifestyle of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. When we have the best, Allah is saying, Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen, in this verse of verse number 80. A revelation, not from any human being, not cooked up as the kuffar and the rejectors of the Quran Sharif had accused Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam of. Yeah, you got this from, no. This year is from the sustainer of the universe. Tanzeelum min Rabbil Alameen. A revelation from the sustainer of the universe, of the worlds. So that is actually what you have, O Hafiz, in your heart. That is actually what you have, O Muslim, O Mu'min, in your cupboard, in your shelf. That is actually what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you with. A revelation from the sustainer of the universe. It is a miracle on its own. As it said, bring one memorizer of the Bible. Bring one memorizer of any of the scriptures, those besides Muslims. But speak of Muslims and then see how many come forward. And not just in one particular area. Globally, they will come. And hypothetically speaking, Allah has decided to protect the Quran Sharif. Nobody can decide otherwise. And that is it. That's obvious in Surah Al-Hijr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions verse number 9. What Allah says, He takes it upon Himself to protect the Quran Sharif. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra wa inna lahu lahafidhun. Allah says, we take it upon ourselves to protect the Quran Sharif. You say that, Allah says this. And people all over the world come together, hypothetically, if they decided to. Halfway from China, halfway from Morocco, halfway from Sudan, halfway from Somalia, halfway from South Africa, halfway all the countries in the world, perhaps, illa mashallah, they will all present a hafiz. And they simultaneously will put the Quran Sharif back together again. Allah uses the huffar to protect the Quran Sharif. He doesn't need them, but it is a golden opportunity for them to become and say, you know what, I'm a defender of the Quran Sharif. Anyone changes one letter, anyone changes one word, I'm a defender. When a person, and we'll end with this, when a person, someone, you know, you hear of these occasions where they go and they burn the Quran Sharif, this is totally a act which is evil, and people, such people will never ever succeed unless they get to grips with themselves and they make a sincere, they ask for sincere forgiveness and they turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, embrace Islam fully, all of this. Then only will this. But when we come and we just see here, there is, you'll get one person, he cannot tolerate and he will risk his life, even give his life in defense of the Quran Sharif. Give his life. They were going to burn it. He came and he presented his life. They burnt him. Never happened, or in recent times, or maybe it did, I'm not sure. But I'm just giving you this particular instance. He then gives his life. Everyone. He was a person who never even have the Islamic dress. Sunnah dress. Never did much good. Hey, but what a good action he did, yeah. Forget all what he did. He defended the Quran Sharif, you'll say. Allah granted him that opportunity. That's what you'll say. So here, the person becoming a hafiz, day and night giving his time, he's also defending the words of the Quran Sharif. And those who are studying the meanings are defending, and they studying the truthful meanings and sharing the truthful ones. And sometimes they also have to study the meanings of those made by the people of Batil. Why? To refute. Like you get this, Al-Asi came to South Africa and went to universities, UCT, different places. Came here and went to one place in Benoni as well. And when you look at his tafsir, and they say the first tafsir in English, the first tafsir made in English, everyone becomes, it's called the Ascendant Quran. That is not the Ascendant Quran. You can't throw it away because there's still verses of the Quran Sharif there. But you must see what he writes in there about the Honorable, all according to his worms and desires, and you go and honor people like this. And when we phoned the Darul Iftas of Sirte, they said, certain ones, they said, they didn't want to give us a clear-cut answer. They couldn't tell us. Anyway, we recorded it, but unfortunately, Allah knows best, that recording is gone. But this is what I'm saying to you. Divine, procured, they are the Ahle Haq. They will always be there to protect the interpretations, meanings, words, everything of the Quran Sharif. Why don't we honor this? We leave you with that question.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.